how often do you order food and have it delivered versus going to a restaurant, sitting down, and enjoying a meal? Across the country, food delivery is the fastest growing segment in the restaurant industry, and it's left some business owners struggling with how to deal with the changes. In Milwaukee, Cousin Subs has its own answer, a delivery-only facility. WUWM's Latoya Dennis has more.
The Cousin Subs location in Walker's Point near National and First Street is unlike any other. There's no storefront with a large menu attached to a wall or an assortment of meats and cheese and bread on display. And there's no one asking to take your order. In fact, customers are not allowed here. It's delivery only.
About 85% of our deliveries are business related, 15% residential, and more of our business during the day than in the evening.
That's Alan Lundeen. He's Senior Director of Operations and Talent for Cousins Subs. I visited around 4 p.m. on a weekday, and Lundeen showed me around the kitchen. He says most of the business is done during the lunch hour rush. Lundeen wouldn't say exactly how many orders the delivery-only facility gets right now, but he is open about the goal.
We're striving for 500 deliveries a week. We have a ways to go, but that is our ultimate goal. And we have seen week over week performance improvement.
Lundeen acknowledges that since the facility opened over the summer, the learning curve for staff has been steep.
We were novices at this, and we haven't started out with buying a software package that helps us determine all of this. I mean, right now we have a big map in the kitchen, which you'll see, and you know, self-taught lessons on where streets are and that. But, you know, his understanding of how to coordinate orders, how to package them together, how long to wait before a driver gets another was really, really helpful.
Over the last 10 years, the off-premises market, meaning food trucks, carryout, and delivery, make up more than 60% of restaurants' traffic, according to Hudson Reilly. He's Senior Vice President of Research with the National Restaurant Association. Reilly says that while delivery only makes up about 3% of that off-premises category, it is the fastest growing.
It remains an extremely consumer-driven industry. And it's quite clear that over the next decade, more and more meal solutions will be provided via that delivery channel.
For some businesses, that means contracting with a third-party delivery company such as DoorDash, Grubhub, or Uber Eats. But fees those companies charge can be expensive, sometimes totaling up to 30% of the meal. Eric Bray chairs the School of Hospitality and Leadership at UW-Stout. He says for restaurants that choose to deliver themselves, one thing must be true.
If you're going to be a delivery-only restaurant, you have to have a lot of product going out that door, so that those razor-thin margins add up. It's like almost like any big discount store. The way those big discount stores operate is they have to move a lot of product all day, every day, just to make that profit to stay open.
Back at the delivery-only facility for Cousins Subs in Walker's Point, the company's Alan Lundeen says it remains to be seen whether Cousins will open more spaces modeled after this one.
We're hopeful. I mean, as we grow throughout the Midwest, and we were able to work with a developer in a larger city, we would hope that maybe part of that deal would include a facility like this.
For now, though, a second delivery-only restaurant is coming to the Milwaukee area this week, but it's not another Cousins facility. Lou Malnati's, a Chicago-based pizza delivery joint, is opening in Fox Point. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.